This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Front Range has failed to meet another air quality standard. CPR Sam Brash reports that raises the pressure to reduce ground-level ozone.
Ground-level ozone, or smog, is a well-studied lung irritant and a chronic air pollution problem along the Front Range. That's why the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently reclassified the region as a serious violator of its most recent federal ozone standard. That move sets a deadline for the area to improve by August 2027, and if it doesn't, federal regulators could intervene with tougher standards for oil and gas sites, power plants, and other pollution sources. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's new chief justice is the state's first Latina to hold the position. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
Monica M. Marquez was first appointed to the Colorado Supreme Court in 2010 by Governor Bill Ritter. She's succeeding Brian M. Boatwright, who has reached the end of his 3-year term as chief justice. Marquez, who hails from Grand Junction, previously worked in private law and for the state attorney general's office before being named to Colorado's highest court. In addition to being the first Latina chief justice, she is also one of 11 openly LGBTQ state Supreme Court justices in the United States. She is the first in Colorado. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
In court this week, former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is set to go on trial. That's tomorrow. Peters faces 10 criminal counts relating to a security breach of election equipment that she oversaw. She's accused of helping someone tamper with voting equipment in 2021 while trying to prove fraud in previous elections. Her trial was delayed earlier this year when Peters fired her attorneys just days before court proceedings were to begin. RTD's top cop is on leave, and officials won't say why. What is clear is that records obtained by CPR News show that Joel Fitzgerald routinely drove his agency vehicle over 100 miles per hour. At a recent press conference, RTD officials stayed mum.
My chief of police, what's going on with him? I'm not going to have a conversation.
There's more about that later in this hour. This is CPR News.